By continually sustaining the spiritual practice explained in the preceding stanzas of the first Panchen Lama's poem, you can be reborn with a special physical body supporting a life in which you will be capable of finishing the remaining tantra paths that lead to full enlightenment. You can be reborn in unusual places, inhabited by beings called sky users, who are practicing tantra, or in other, more ordinary places where teaching, gurus, and freedom to practice exist. In such a favorable rebirth, you would take vows of pure behavior and come to possess the three practices, morality, concentrated meditation, and wisdom, as the root of your spiritual advancement. With these as your foundation, you would seek to complete the realizations of the two stages of highest yoga tantra. 1. Deity yoga, coupled with meditation on emptiness and the eight signs of death. 2. Deity yoga with meditation on emptiness, withdrawal of the winds in the central channel, and actualization of the more profound levels of consciousness. Through these stages, you would complete the remaining steps to Buddhahood, a state of full service to others. The final wish in the Panchen Lama's poem is for just such a future life. Remember, the ultimate goal of Buddhist practice is to serve others. And for the most effective state of service, it is necessary to achieve pure mind and body. The aim is to be able to help a vast number of sentient beings through myriad means. When you practice, do not let the path just be something outside of yourself, but turn your own mind into the spiritual path. Otherwise, though you try to practice, you may become tired and even annoyed after a while. Do not just recite the words of the first Panchen Lama's poem. Wishes for release from the perilous straits of the intermediate state, hero releasing from fright. But practice it daily from the approach of reflective meditation, taking the meaning to the mind. That is my advice. Summary advice. 1. Aim in your rebirth to be reborn with a body and in a situation capable of finishing the remaining spiritual paths. 2. The purpose of becoming fully enlightened is to fully serve others.